I'm delighted to be joined in the studio even by Marissa Tobin from Freedom Financial. Good afternoon, Marissa. How are you?
Good. Thanks, Eric. Thank you for having me again.
You're very welcome. Right. We've talked in the past about mortgages and what was the last one we had?
Pensions. And income protection.
Yeah. So this time we're doing something a little different again.
We are.
We're going life insurance, yeah. Life insurance, life covers,
yeah,
personal protection, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I suppose we'll just start off with, tell us a little bit about, I suppose, one of the questions here, and I only came across it there today. What is the difference between life insurance and life assurance?
Yeah, so when you're insuring the actual person, so we call this like personal or family assurance, it's different to general insurance. So your general is when you insure your car or your house. When you're insuring the person, it's assurance.
Simple as that. Well, there you go. It was something I didn't know.
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, I suppose life assurance. How do the policies work?
Yeah. So there's a huge variety of policies out there at the moment, and lots of companies offering different alternatives. I suppose the most basic life protection policy you will ever take out is your mortgage protection. So that is when you're applying for a mortgage, as security to your mortgage lender, you have to take out mortgage protection. So that one is always a decreasing term life assurance. So if you borrow, let's say, 100,000 from the bank, you have to take out a minimum of 100,000 of a mortgage protection policy, which you will assign to the lender. And that policy then is designed to decrease in value in line with the mortgage every year.
Yeah.
So the idea of mortgage protection is you will probably never physically get paid out of it. The mortgage lender owns the policy.
Right.
So it's designed if either one of you are to die, the mortgage lender will be paid
in full,
the amount outstanding.
Yeah.
So that's the most basic. It's decreasing term.
Right.
Life assurance. Then you have your term assurance. So this would be every individual is different. They can select the term they want their cover for. So usually with a family situation, you'd look at the age of your children. So we would generally go by the youngest child in the house. Now, obviously, this changes, and that's why it's so important to review your life policies all the time. But if you had, for example, a five-year-old child, as your youngest, we'd always say the most vulnerable time is between 5 and what it used to be 18 when people finish school. Now most kids are going to college, so that's been pushed on from 21 to 23. So you would look in that case, you would look at, say, an 18-year maximum policy. So it's just it's a bit of security that, you know, God forbid, if anything was to happen to either parent, or if it was a single parent, even more so, that child would be taken care of. So that payout then would either go to the spouse or your next of kin.
Right. Okay.
So the term assurance ones are between, some people will take a policy out for a shorter term at a higher amount. So some people prefer a larger, for example, if you were to take out 100,000 over 10 years, it's going to be a lot cheaper than taking it out over 20 years or 25 years.
Yeah.
So some people take care of the immediate future first. And then when that 10 years is up, you can review it and extend it or change it.
And we'll say someone that has one of these policies and their policy expires when they're 65 or we'll say they're 60. The kids are growing up, they're 60.
Yeah.
Can you extend that policy, or it's going to cost you a lot more money, I suppose, at that stage, is it?
It is. This is what people have to weigh up, I guess. When you come in, and it's like any policy, the younger you are, the cheaper it is to take it out. When you have no medical conditions and you're at an early age. So that's where you have to weigh up. Would you prefer a larger amount of life cover for a shorter term, or would you prefer this term up until perhaps your retirement age?
And I presume that's the difference between a term and a whole of life policy, is it?
Well, whole of life policies, that's your more traditional type. They are a lot more expensive because there is a guaranteed payout with a whole of life policy. So that would have been what people would have gone for years ago.
Yeah.
you know, is people still like them. Lots of people want to know that if they're paying into this policy, there will be a payout at some stage. Just to give you an idea of a price of a whole of life as opposed to a term assurance policy. So if we take a standard, say a 30-year-old couple, non-smokers, if they were to take out €250,000 worth of life cover for 10 years, it would cost them €23.59 per month. That's just going by today's rates. Whereas a whole of life policy for that same 30-year-old couple, even on 100,000, it would cost them €135 a month. So there's a huge difference. Now, for that couple, that whole of life policy, they know there is definitely going to be 100,000 paid out at some stage in the future.
I know, but I presume that that 100,000 isn't going to be index linked, is it?
Well, this is it. You have the option to index link it. So you could select, when you're taking out the policy, the indexation option. So with that, the premium would increase year on year, but you would know that 100,000 would be the value of it. Now, the majority of people who take out a whole of life policy are people who are thinking of when they're gone. So it might be to clear debt for their children or pay their funeral expenses, or it might be to leave after to their grandchildren and so on. It's kind of a two-in-one policy. There's life cover there for the years that you need it, maybe when you have dependents, but it also covers them when you pass on. There is money to be passed on to your estate.
And I suppose just diverging slightly, you just brought it up to yourself, there is an over 50s funeral plan as well, is there?
There is. Yeah. There is. So this would be exactly basically what it says. It's more, it's an over 50s policy, but it's generally to cover funeral expenses.
So I presume they'd be reasonably cheap.
They're a lot cheaper. There is a maximum on most policies of about €25,000. So it's generally to cover funeral expenses and maybe to leave something to grandchildren, a few thousand after.
And what kind of money is it? €25,000 is the max payout for something like that?
It would be. You see, because they're a lot easier to get. Yeah. The medical, the underwriting is a lot easier as well, because the payout is going to be a lot less. So it's definitely for your aging couple who want to know that their funeral expenses will be looked after and maybe leave a few pounds for their family after
and,
as
and
well.
And get a good old send off. And
that's it. Exactly.
Okay. So. What is the best life policy to get?
There's lots of companies out there offering, and it's great for competition, because what we would usually, when we sit down with people, we will get them a quote, we will look at all the different life companies, so what they're offering. For example, Aviva at the moment have a free family counselling service and a free best doctors. And this goes to anybody who takes out a protection policy, whether it's a €15 per month one or a €200 per month one. And it's a great added benefit because there's no cost. If yourself, your partner, any of your children or your parents were diagnosed with an illness, it doesn't have to be life-threatening, you've this access to the best doctors in the world. So it's a great add-on. So when we're looking at the different companies, we'll look at the prices and we'll go through with the customer what's more important to you. So they're all, the competition is good for that side of things, because we can look at all these added bonuses as well.
So you probably would find something to suit each individual.
Totally individual. And especially, I suppose, when you meet people with young kids and people have mortgages and car loans and everything else, it's all about affordability as well. And that's why term assurance would be a lot more popular. The majority of mums and dads just want to know, God forbid something happened to either one of them, there'll be a certain amount there for their kids. So people will often come to us and say, look, I've €30 a month to spare or €50 a month to spare. How much life cover can I get for that? There's a great option there now with all the policies that you can have guaranteed insurability at the end, which is hugely important. So if price was a factor, and it usually is with everybody, you can take out a policy, let's say, for 10 years. But when that 10 years is up, you've guaranteed insurability. Now, it might cost an extra €2, €3, €4 a month for this. But what that means is when that 10 years are up, that company have to honour you. There's no medical required. And it's also, I think 10 years is a great chunk of time as well, because people's situations change so much in that 10 years that they can then sit down and say, well, do I need to increase my cover or decrease my cover? But the most important thing is that they won't need a medical. They won't have to go through all the underwriting process again. It's only a matter of extending their policy. Which is great, because in that 10 years, a lot of people might have a touch of blood pressure or cholesterol and things that really do affect the price of policies.
Yeah.
So when you've guaranteed insurability, it means that you're definitely going to be covered and you can just continue your option on.
Yeah, because like I even see that myself. You know, I would have taken out these policies probably when I was in my 20s, whatever like that, one or two of them. And they terminate around 65 or something like that. But as I say, without having to go any underwriting or any medicals or anything, I can just continue that, but at a price, obviously.
Exactly. Yeah. So if you selected that guaranteed insurability option, you can continue it,
and
which is huge, because a lot of people, unfortunately, when the time comes that they actually make the phone call looking for life cover, often it's because a family member has passed away or contracted an illness that could be hereditary, it could be in the family, and when they go for cover at that point, it can be too late.
Yeah.
Whereas again, it's like getting on the property ladder nearly. Once you take out your initial life cover, then you can just carry it with you. Like I said, I think 10 years is a good chunk of time, because who knows what situation they're going to be in 10 years.
And can you transfer that, or does it have to be with the same company?
Well, it would have to be with the same company.
For
that guaranteed,
How much cover is enough?
It depends. This is something, I suppose, when we were trained to sit down with people, we'd look at their salary every year, we'd look at their family situation, how many children they have, and we were trained to work out a figure that is enough. Okay, but it's very hard to arrive at that figure. And as we mentioned earlier, affordability is massive.
Yeah, yeah.
So I found, certainly when I worked in the bank, we often had to recommend cover that was so high that people then couldn't afford it.
Really, yeah.
Or what you might do is they might sign up for it and then things, you know, something else props up in their home life and they cancel their whole policy. So I prefer to be a bit realistic. We sit down, we do the figures, but if somebody says to me, look, realistically, I have only €50 to spend every month, then I would prefer they have €50 worth of life cover
than nothing at all.
Yeah. So that is to get that balance. Like, it's very, very hard to arrive at a figure. If somebody was to die in the morning, how much money is enough? Like, it's virtually impossible. And like that, nobody wants to be to have a huge financial burden either.
So I suppose really you would recommend, I suppose, getting on the ladder as soon as possible or as young as possible.
Absolutely, absolutely. Like that example I gave, 250,000 worth of life cover for as little as €23 a month, you know, and that's dual life cover. So that would be, say, husband and wife, either one of them, it's like two separate policies. So let's say that was over that 10-year term. If either one of them were to die or both of them were to die, it could effectively pay out twice. So that could effectively be €500,000 of a payout in that 10-year period for €23 a month. Like it's definitely, and with the competition, the prices are.
It is competitive.
It is. It's very competitive.
Now, moving on to the next subject, serious illness cover.
So serious illness then would be, and every company varies in their specified serious illnesses, but in general, what most people are concerned about is your heart attack, cancer, stroke, blindness, deafness, loss of limb. Serious illness pays out a lump sum if you're diagnosed with any of these. So going by last year's statistics, cancer was obviously by far the biggest payout across the country.
It was
massive, and they're saying by 2020, one in two people would be affected by cancer at some stage in their life. So certainly now, again, when we're doing life cover policies with people, most people want a certain element of specified illness, so you tie that into the life cover policy. So you might say, let's take that example again, that 30-year-old couple with their 250,000 life cover. If they added 40,000 specified illness onto that, the premium would increase from €23 a month to €34 a month. And again, that's dual life. So that's either one of them, if they're diagnosed with one of the specified illnesses, there'd be a payout of 40,000. to either one or both of them, if that happens.
And how old is somebody then going into their 50s now? That it would, I suppose they'd find it very hard to get some serious illness cover.
Exactly. It gets more expensive. And I suppose the serious illness, it's all to do with risk. So the risk is much higher. The older you get, obviously, the risk of you getting one of these specified illnesses increases so much as well. Yeah. So again, that brings us back to the younger you are, do it now.
Yeah.
You know, it's makes much more sense for people when they get in early.
Okay. And finally, Marissa, right, like we're after covering the life cover, the serious illness. Is there any other kind of policies out there or any other kind of insurances that kind of fit in around that bracket that we don't know about?
There are, New Ireland have an interesting product now. It's kind of a crossover between your term assurance and your whole of life product, which some people like. I find sometimes you meet clients and they say, but after the 10 years or after the 15 years, if nothing's happened to me, where's my money gone?
Yeah.
And this is a common question people ask. And my answer is always, it's just like when you've car insurance, you don't expect anything back, or when you pay your VHI.
But there is some policies that pay back, isn't there?
There is indeed. So New Ireland have one, it's called Whole of Life Continuation Benefit. So it's a crossover between the two. You take out, let's say, your term insurance again for 10 or 15 or 20 years. Let's say you take it out for 100 or 200,000. You can then tie into it that you will have a smaller amount paid out when you do die. So it's a crossover between the two. Now, usually that amount is a lot less. It'd be along the lines of your over 50s plan again.
Right.
Maybe your 20 or 25, kind of maximum 30,000. And it's just for those people, they want to be covered while, again, their kids are young, while they're most vulnerable. But they don't want the policy to end. So the premiums will stop after, let's say, the 20-year term. But they know when they do die, there will be a certain amount paid out. So that is a nice policy.
Yeah, it is.
Price-wise, again, it's between the two. So it's not as expensive as the whole of life because the life cover at the end when you die is significantly lower. But it's a great policy because most people want the higher insurance when their families are young and when they need it most.
And the questions or the criteria for a lot of these policies, I presume it's pretty strict at this stage, you know, health-wise, you know, like smokers, obviously, is a big no-no.
It is. Well, not necessarily a big no-no. It depends. Smoking, obviously, there's going to be loading. So that's where, let's say that the €23 quotation, if you were a smoker, it might be 10 or 15 euro more on top of that. It's not that you won't be insured. Now, different companies, again, and that's where it's so important to sit down with the likes of us. We know that certain companies consider people, if you'd stop smoking with 12 months, they consider you a non-smoker. Whereas another company, it could be 3 years.
Yes.
So little things like that make a huge difference to people.
Yeah.
Again, existing medical conditions are going to be important. But it's never a no-no. And I'd always say to people, don't be frightened to go and look for insurance.
Yes.
It's only a matter if they can't insure you, you've lost nothing. You can look into it. They usually send a medical to your doctor. The medical comes back and it's always better to disclose everything up front, mention everything, even if it doesn't seem that major at the time. At least you know when you're covered, you've told them everything.
Yeah, you can relax.
And the underwriting part is probably the most difficult at the beginning, but with the likes of Aviva, New Ireland, Royal London, they're all good companies. Their claims payout then is huge. They're all between 90 and 100%, you know. So it's better to get through the underwriting at the beginning and then know that if, God forbid, something does happen, the claim process will be straightforward and easy, you know.
Okay, and just very finally, to find out more about these, they can call into yourselves?
They can. We're based in 3 Emmett Place, or they can just give me a call on my mobile, 087-706-4165. They can check out our Facebook page. We often put up just quotes like that so people have a rough idea. People usually assume it's going to be a lot more expensive than it is, so it can be handy just to check out the Facebook page as well.
And that Facebook page is Freedom Financial?
Freedom Financial.
Yeah.
And my direct email then is marissa.tobin@freedomfinancial.ie.
And just before we go, Marissa, I suppose, and the subject, or the next thing maybe, something just to consider, maybe something down the lines of savings or where we can invest money or to, you know, I don't know, do you do that kind of thing as well?
We do regular savings and we do long-term investments as well.
So
we certainly, like we have a selection of capital guaranteed options as well. Which
I suppose where the climate is at the moment, you know, the Celtic Tiger is coming back, so they're saying a little bit, so it might be time to put away a few bob and that, so it might be interesting to talk about
The deposit rates in the banks are disappointing, so it's definitely worth looking into what other options are out there.
Great stuff. Marissa, thank you very much indeed for coming in again this afternoon. It was a pleasure as always.
Lovely. Thank you, Eric.
Thank you.